Welcome to episode 457 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm your host, Dan Reamer, and I'm joined today by producer Gerald, as always.
Hi, everybody.
And no Ryan.
No Ryan today. No, that's Ryan. That's why I'm not chipper.
That's why he's not in a good mood, because he's stuck with just me. I get it.
Yeah. No, I'm sad Ryan's not here.
I get it. That's how I feel when I wake up and it's just me. Same thing. Disappointment. I understand completely.
At least you don't go into the bathroom, look in the mirror, then get disappointed. You wake up disappointed.
No. I start out disappointed. It's all downhill from there. Yeah, Ryan had to work this morning. He had to do the opening thing.
Yeah. The other job decided to say, hey, yeah. No podcast today. You need to work.
Yep. The paying job, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
We do this for fun.
Yep.
So what you been up to?
Let's see. This last week, I've working and then playing some video games and watched a lot of TV shows.
We'll get into what you played. We'll get into that. Because odd week this week for me, my wife and my son took a vacation up into the mountains where her family lived. And I had to work, so I stayed home. And it didn't go the way you would think it would, but we'll get into that. That's a stay tuned moment.
To be continued.
After the commercial break, so to speak. Cliffhanger. I had like 3 days all to myself. And pretty much didn't do shit with them, to be honest with you. I had to, because when you any of you out there that know, when you have like a small, tiny human that you're raising to be a large, you know, member of society, at some point there's stuff that goes by the wayside as far as like stuff that needs to be done around your property or your house. So a lot of my time was spent doing that, just catching up on stuff that I didn't get to do. Like, you know, my yard, believe it or not, was overdue. I had to do some other stuff to prepare for winter, fix a few things, get some stuff put up that kind of takes a backseat when your child is crying to eat. Food for the child is more important than, you know, getting a picture hung up or whatever.
So, right.
Had to do that. And you would have thought, honestly, that I have finally had some free time to myself. And, you know, once I got all the work done, you know, I still had at night, I was still like, you know, relaxing. I still had a chance to relax and stuff. Just be me. You would have thought that I probably would have taken the time and the advantage of the time to get in some serious gaming.
Right.
I didn't game at all.
Wow.
When I was done doing the work that I had to do or whatever, I had no desire to game.
You just wanted to sit back, pop a cold one.
I watched some TV. I watched some movies, which I'll get into. But I just want to give everybody an idea of where my headspace is at. Right now I am not in a gaming mode. I'm downloading stuff. You know, Back for Blood came out on Game Pass. So I'm downloading stuff. I'm paying attention to it, but I have no desire to actually get in and start playing anything. And I don't know if it's because I don't usually get free time. So, I usually don't even get to watch the TV shows I want to watch or the movies I want to watch. Because, you know, I watch TV different than a lot of people. I pay attention from beginning to end to everything. I don't like to be interrupted. I don't want people to talk to me. And so I'm not able to watch movies or TVs or stuff because, one, I have the tiny human.
Yeah.
Who likes to be paid attention to, and he likes to eat, and he likes to make noise because he's discovering his vocal cords. And then I have my wife who is wanting me to take care of the tiny human who is discovering his vocal cords. So she could be, because she's in the middle of something. So I don't really get a chance to watch, to just sit back and watch TV in movies like I once did. So I, when I had those moments, that's what I did. I was laying on the couch or sitting on the couch, just watching whatever it was I wanted to watch. I caught up on some stuff that I wanted to see that I haven't seen. Mostly movies, not a lot of TV shows. I don't really do much with TV shows anymore just because I'm not, I feel like I don't have the time for the serialized stuff. Like it's a lot easier for me to find a 90 minute or a 2 hour block than it is for me to try to find 8 or 10 hours to watch a TV show.
Oh, I get you. Yeah. See, what I do with me is I, during lunch or if I eat, then that's my TV show time. Cause a TV show, 30 minutes or an hour long. The movie one is more later at night. Okay. It's movie. I'm setting up a set aside 2.5 hours to watch this movie.
Yeah. And so that's kind of what I try to do. So it seems like a lot of, and I'm not saying I won't get back there again.
Oh, when he gets a little older, you guys are going to be sharing. You're going to, hey, you're going to introduce him to so much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my hope, is it? But right now, like, I realize that we started out as like a gaming podcast, but right now I just have nothing to contribute to that aspect of things. So that's kind of where I'm at as far as the gaming goes. What did you play? Did you play anything new?
Did not play anything new, but I actually deleted a bunch of those games that you guys teased me about. So I don't play. I deleted Star Trek Online, so it's off.
Okay.
Delete GTA, it's off. So I played a lot of Stranded Deep because multiplayer came on. The co-op multiplayer is on there. I got busted, got a trophy out of that one, which was good. And then the 3-on-3 basketball, trying to get that last trophy.
Yep.
So I'm down to 40.
Which is so many VIPs, is that right?
MVPs, yeah.
MVPs.
Yeah, so I'm down to 4. I need 40 more.
Well.
That was 70 last time that all three of us were on. So I'm slowly knocking them down. But I'm not spending like hours and hours and hours in it. I'm only playing there. You play up to 8 games, you win 3 of them, and you unlock all this stuff for like the daily quests. I just play 8 games.
Gotcha.
And then once the 8 games are done, I go off into Stranded Deep and play that. And then I'm playing my Switch, which I still need to do the now think about it, I got the Stadia Pro for free for 6 months. I need to go ahead and sign up for that and start playing something on there.
Mm. How'd you get that?
AT&T when I upgraded my phone.
Ah, nice. Nice. Yeah, Stadia's, I know I said I wasn't interested in gaming really, but I do want to get back into Stadia to see what's available. And Luna, I want to get back into to see what's available just because I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some different things I'd like to do or I want to. I'd like to be able to do more like on my laptop or as far as gaming goes, like with a controller. You know, I have Game Pass installed on my laptop. I'd like to get into some gaming there. I actually kind of want a new laptop, but I'm pretty sure my wife's going to shoot that shit down real quick. it's weird. There are some aspects of gaming that I do want to get into, and I'm wondering if. And I think I'm going to talk to my wife about it. I'm wondering if I didn't move my gaming setup down into the living room, if I would play more. Because right now I just have it in like my man cave room, which is my room, which means I have to be away from everybody
right.
in order to play. And I feel guilty when I do that. Because if something needs, you know, if my wife needs help with something, I'm not down there to help her with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I right now I feel guilty going up into my room and playing. So I'm wondering if I like didn't, you know, set up the laptop or, you know, hook it up to my TV downstairs and maybe play if I would play a little more.
Yeah.
Because it's weird because, you know, I put Back for Blood on. You know, I have Life is Strange, True Colors. You know, I want to play them. I don't have the desire year to play them. I don't know if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But because I do, I want to play through those. I want to play those games. But I don't. The way everything is set up now, I don't want to take the time out to play them, to sit up in my room for an hour or two and play them.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's kind of where that's where I was. I set up my gaming room, and then my wife wanted me to be near her, so I set then so I took my PlayStation and moved out to the living room so I can be near her to play.
Right. So. Yeah, I'm thinking about talking to her about that to see what she thinks. She's probably going to tell me to kick rocks, but but we'll see.
You don't want to do the just go ahead and do it and pay the price later?
No, not in this case. Because then I got to move it again. She'll be like, no, yeah, I don't want to do that. And then I'll have to move it again. And so why not just move it once? Why not save yourself the work?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's like, babe, it's already been moved. It's just gonna take me 2 hours just to undo everything.
Yeah, it's not gonna matter. Won't matter.
And she'll yell out your whole name, Daniel, your middle name, then Reamer.
Yeah, all move that bullshit. It. Yep. But the problem is if I move my consoles downstairs, I have no reason to have my TV upstairs. So now what do I do?
Well, you got more than one system, so you can easily.
Yeah, I could keep the Stadia and
Luna up here, or move Luna the Stadia, or maybe the Luna and Stadia. That'd be a lot quicker to set up down there.
Yeah, it'd be easier to set up down there. But yeah, I don't know. Especially because he likes watching the colors and hearing the noises. So it might be something that interests him. If I play, it might keep him quiet down there, which I think is going to be my selling point on it.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'll try it with the Luna and see how it goes, because I think that'll give me a chance to play the Luna a little more.
Yeah,
because the Luna was the one I played the least. But if I have it down there, I might play it a little more. So maybe I'll take this that in the Stadia down there. I don't know. But it is something I've been thinking about.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. So much going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I did watch some things this week. What did you watch this week?
Started that show on Apple TV Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Caught up on that. Then I watched.
I didn't know you had Apple TV.
I got that free for having Target on my Target app, the Tracker Circle. They have a thing on there where you can get Apple TV for 4 months for free. It's on everybody's. I told my coworkers about it, and they all had it on there, so they all downloaded it, and we've all been watching Foundation, and we watched the C with Jason Momoa.
Yep, with Jason Momoa.
Yeah. So that just
they have Ted Lasso on it too.
They have what?
Ted Lasso, isn't that on?
Yeah, that's on there too.
Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Target Circle. What the fuck is Target Circle?
Yeah, just the Target. If you have a Target account,
just like the Target app.
Yeah.
Fucking seriously?
Yeah.
Because I fucking have that. Where does that come up?
Yeah. Let's see, Target.
Yeah, this is
my Target.
I don't have my Target. Where's my Target? Oh, my Target. Circle, 10 votes available. What does that mean?
But then she has something that says,
oh, yeah, free Apple trials.
Yeah, new offers, free Apple trial. Yep, there it is. Apple TV, 4 months. Ulta Beauty, Apple Arcade, free for 6 months.
How do you get it?
You just click on it.
Okay, no, I got to hit that.
Click on it and then redeem.
Next. Got it. Click on it. Yeah. Apple Music, Apple TV.
Apple Arcade.
None of that'll do anything for me.
Yeah, but you don't have an Apple.
Apple TV I might like to try.
Yeah.
Good to know. Interesting.
Yeah. So Foundation is actually really good. So the writer, the guy who wrote the books from the 70s or 80s, has wrote a lot of stuff. He did iRobot, And what is cool is all his story is tied into each other. So this one mentions basically something about iRobot, but not saying iRobot. They just say, hey, the robot wars that happened a long time ago is the reason why.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, because one of the coworkers was telling me, because he really likes that author. He reads a lot of his books. He's like, yeah, they all tie in together. I'm like, wow. Okay. This is pretty cool.
That is let's see, who wrote that? Who wrote iRobot? Yeah, Isaac Asimov.
Yeah, him.
I thought so. But I wasn't sure.
So that's it. So watching that, C just ended. So the last episode with C came in, and there was a couple surprises, of course, when they leave it off.
Dave Bautista's in that now too, right?
Yeah, he's in he's played Jason Momoa's brother in this.
In the second season?
In the second season. Then there's another show coming called Invasion, an alien invasion that's going to be, and I'm interested in watching too.
Hmm. Interesting. Is that all you watched?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, I watched Free Guy finally.
Oh, where'd you see that?
I have an app on my Amazon Fire Stick that allows me to watch type of movies.
Oh. That's illegally firebroken, is what you're saying.
It happened to download the app, and that movie showed up. So I was like, hey, I can watch this movie.
Gotcha. How's so that?
I liked it. I thought, actually, it's probably one of the best video game movies I've ever seen.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was done very, very, very well.
I've heard it was. A lot of people seem to enjoy it. Well, people like Ryan Reynolds, too.
Yeah. So. Yeah, even if it wasn't just Ryan Reynolds, if they just put some other actor in there, just the way the movie went, the way they added things in there, it was really cool. I liked it a lot.
I had a big Halloween week. Because my wife doesn't like scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to watch some movies this week that I wanted. And the first thing I did is I watched the... First, I watched. So, I had like a Halloween thing, because Halloween Kills came out, which I haven't seen yet. I know it's on Peacock TV, but I haven't paid to see it yet. So, I watched the original Halloween, John Carpenter's 1978 Halloween, which is a great movie. I love that movie. And then I watched Halloween from 2018, which is like the direct sequel to Halloween. It like skips all the stuff in between.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched that, and that was good. And now I need to find a way to watch Halloween Kills, which is like the second sequel to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm debating, you know, trying out Peacock TV for a week, doing the 7-day trial, watching that movie, and then canceling it, because I have it free right now for my son.
Yeah,
because he likes Baby Einstein. Well, I guess he does. I don't know. I think he likes whatever's on TV, probably. He just likes noises and motion and colors. But Baby Einstein is really easy and simple. So he watches that. So I'm thinking about trying that for free so I can watch Halloween Kills. Let's see, what else did I watch? I watched one of my standards that I watch every Halloween is Pumpkinhead. I don't know if you're familiar with Pumpkinhead, but it's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Got some great special effects. What else did I watch? I watched Monster Squad. It's another one I watch on Halloween time. Because another movie I love. I like a lot of the older movies from like that I used to watch when I was growing up as a kid. I've been very nostalgic lately for the stuff that like I watched as a kid from like, you know, 10 to 18 or whatever. As far as the movies go. So I've been, you know, I watched Maniac Cop 1 and 2. Like I said, I had three nights, so that was cool.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Yeah, I know Pumpkinhead, the movie.
You know Pumpkinhead. Pumpkinhead is fucking great.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Pumpkinhead is fucking awesome. And what else did I watch? American Werewolf in London, which has the greatest, in my opinion, has the greatest werewolf transformation in history, in the history of movies. Oh, I'm trying to think, what else did I watch? Well, then my wife got home on Friday, so when that happens, she automatically gets to watch TV for some reason. She started watching this TV show called Maid on Netflix. So I don't know. The problem, that's another thing. It's weird, but a problem I'm running into with all of my streaming services, Netflix, Amazon, all of them, is there's nothing that's jumping out that I haven't seen that's jumping out like, ooh, I got to see that. So I'm going back and watching stuff that I've already seen, which, don't get me wrong, it doesn't bother me to watch some movies over and over and over again.
Yeah, same here.
But it'd be kind of nice to watch something new that I was interested in. Like the Halloween, I was interested in. I hadn't seen that yet, so I actually, that's why I rented that. So the, you know, that was cool. But other than that, I mean, there's nothing really that's out there that's new that's like, ooh, I got to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think there's some stuff coming up. I'm trying to think, there's a movie coming out. Ooh, I forgot to mention, I watched this cool show on Netflix, or it was a cool movie. It was called Nightbooks.
And
it's about this witch who kidnaps this kid, and a short story is makes him, has to tell her a scary story every night, and it has to scare her, or she's going to like kill him or eat him or something. I can't remember, but it's geared towards kids. I would say not kids, you know, 10, 12, 14 years old. But it was a really good movie. I was into it. I was impressed with it. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I think there's a movie coming out on Netflix about vampires next week called Night Teeth, maybe, which I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on Netflix, months ago, I mentioned a show, the movie called The Platform. Did you ever watch that? Because that seems like your type of movie.
No, I don't remember you.
Yeah,
Platform?
Yeah, it's called The Platform. It's on Netflix.
No, I don't remember you talking about it either.
Yeah, it was months and months ago.
Huh.
Because I watch it in it seems like your type of movie. The guys are imprisoned, and every month they change floors, and the top floor gets all the food, and as it goes from one floor to the next floor, there's less and less and less food.
Hmm.
And it's dubbed over, so it's from another country, but okay. I think it was pretty interesting, so it might be something you might want to watch.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to check that out next time I get a block to watch something.
Yeah. So on my other thing I do, the YouTube show that I do with my brother, mm-hmm. we watched the Scream trailer, the new Scream, and then I brought up, so I wanted, since you're a movie guy and you like the Halloween stuff, I brought up that I think movies like that, Scream, and other, should all come out during the month of October. They should not come out like in March and April. And I can get the February around Valentine's Day because everyone wants to take their date on Valentine's Day. But I don't want to see Scream or any scary movies in the summertime. To me, they should all come out in October. Resident Evil, the Scream, yeah, Halloween.
I kind of think I disagree with that. For one thing, like Resident Evil, I wouldn't call that a Halloween. I would call that a video game movie that can come out at any time. I do think that a game or a movie or a game for that matter that is geared towards Halloween should come out on Halloween or near in October. For example, Halloween Kills came out this last Friday. That absolutely, you don't release a movie called Halloween on April Fool's Day. That's stupid. But no, I think scary movies, you don't have to be geared towards Halloween, because you can be scared at any point, at any time in your given life by anything.
Right. But I just look at it as like, it's that one month that's known for scary stuff. So you should have your Screams, you should have your Poltergeist and all them weird type movies during November. I just how I think.
I disagree. I got to disagree with that, because I don't see because fear is universal. Fear doesn't have a specific day. And that's not what Halloween is actually, you know, has like religious connotations to it. It's been morphed over the years.
Just like every other holiday.
Yeah. But it actually has religious connotations to it. You know, the Day of the Dead and those kinds of things. Granted, most of them are pagan, but it's still considered a religion at some point to some people. But I think fear itself, that emotion of fear, of being scared, that's universal. That can take place at any time. And I think you do a disservice to people if you only give them that thrill for 30 days out of 365, or 31 days out of 365.
I'm okay with that.
There's people who enjoy, you know, that like that fear, that's what they want out of their movies. And there's no, yeah, spread that love, man. So give people, I mean, that's like saying, I don't know, it's like certain blockbusters should only be shown, movies about surfing should only be shown in summer. You know, I disagree with that. Same idea. You can only have skiing movies during the winter, during these 3 months, or snowboarding movies during these 3 months. It's to me, it's like there's no reason to narrow that down. But if it's specifically geared towards Halloween, then it should undoubtedly be in October. Like the Halloween Town movies, those should be in October. Because the thing is, different people have different ideas of what a scary movie is.
That's it. I just think Friday the 13th, Jason, all those, Nightmare on Elm Street, they need to be during the month of October.
Yeah, but I mean, Friday the 13th takes place at summer camp. Literally. That makes no sense in October.
No, because I get that, but I personally just think it needs to be, because it's supposed to be a horror, and I just picture Halloween that. Like, I don't want to see Home Alone, like, 4 and Home Alone 5 in the summertime. It's all happened during Christmas, so that needs to be during Christmas. And what was it, Jingle All the Way? That's a Christmas. That needs to be during Christmas time.
Yeah, I don't know. My feeling on that is, like, I understand what you're saying, like because Home Alone is set at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, like, a Christmas movie is the plot. The only way the plot can happen is at Christmas time, as if Christmas is involved.
Right, because you know Hallmark does the whole Christmas thing. So in November, and towards the middle of November and all December, right. So all these Hallmark Christmas movies, they're not going to put those out in June.
No, but most of those Christmas movies that they call Christmas movies, if you took Christmas out of it, would have the anytime. Same exact plot, and yep. Could take place on a beach in Florida in July.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but there are some movies that, you know, like The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that plot doesn't work without Christmas. That's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
You know, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I know people argue about that, but the fact that it's Christmas is what allows that whole plot to happen. Okay, that same story couldn't happen over one night on Easter.
Yep.
Or on a random Wednesday. It's intingent on Christmas.
So you kind of agree with me on some of those movies have to be on when they come out. Independence Day has to come out around Independence Day.
No, because it's not integral to
But it's named Independence Day.
The fact
Day.
That it's the 4th of July isn't intingent. Doesn't the plot can still happen if it happens on November 3rd.
Which I think Independence Day did come out. Well, I think it came out 2 days before.
Yeah, it did. Which I understand the tie-in. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that makes it an Independence Day movie.
No, I liked it that to happen. That's just me. If I could do something with movies, that would be one of the things I would do. Just, hey, make the movies come out around a cool time.
Like Silent Night, Deadly Night. That has to come out at Christmas time because the serial killer in that, the slasher, dresses up as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that has to come out at Christmas time. So I think that in order for it to work, your holiday has to be intrinsic to the plot development. It doesn't. Otherwise, Christmas and Halloween can just be a setting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for example, I wouldn't call Iron Man 3 a Christmas movie, but it takes place at Christmas.
Yeah,
Lethal Weapon is not a Christmas movie; it takes place over Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of Shane Black's movies take place over Christmas. That's the setting that he picks that he likes. That's fine. But that doesn't make those Christmas movies because they could happen on August 3rd. You know, Iron Man could take place over a time period in August.
Yeah.
So in that case, it's just a setting. It's not intrinsic to the plot. So it's not a Christmas movie. That's me. I probably dig way too much into it. That's fine. That's fine. But that's how I feel about it.
So we kind of agree, but disagree.
We kind of agree, but disagree. We agree about a certain aspect of things, but we disagree about other aspects of things. Yes. So the next big thing that came out, and I know that you talked about it on your YouTube show. You can go ahead and plug that right now if you'd like to.
Yeah, it's the Realist Guys in the Room. Give us a like, subscribe, comment. We just did 5 videos yesterday.
Yep. And so I know you guys talked about it, but yesterday was DC Fandome.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously watched DC Fandome.
Yes, I did.
We'll nitpick into it in a minute, but what was your overall reaction?
I thought it was actually, I'm not a DC fanboy, so this is coming from someone who's not DC. I thought it was well done. I thought I really, really enjoyed it. It got me really excited to watch. It kind of reminded me how like the PlayStation or Microsoft like gaming thing would go their showcase. This was like DC's showcase, mm-hmm. and I thought it was really really cool how they did it. It's probably one of the better ones I've seen, like something like that in a long time.
Was there so it made you? We'll talk about more in depth in a second. But you're not a DC guy; you're a Marvel guy.
Mm-hmm.
But were you excited about some of the stuff they have coming out? You're like, ooh, I got to see that.
Yeah.
That looks good.
It made me more excited for it. Like, I was like going to watch it anyway, like something. Mm-hmm. But this got me like, oh, it got me going more and more to watch.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch that. Oh, now I'm going to have to watch that one too. Oh, damn, I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah.
As it was going through. Probably because my excitement was getting up on it until more and more it was just kept on going off of that. Mm-hmm. The adrenaline.
Yeah, I agree. So talk about some of the stuff they showed. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with the one that I know you're absolutely not going to watch that you hated.
I know where you're going.
Peacemaker TV show.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to watch it because I know you hate John Cena.
Yeah, and that was, I would say it had one good funny moment, and to me, because I'm a John Cena hater, I just mm-hmm. didn't enjoy the trailer. Now, I did like how it's not just going to be John Cena's character. There's going to be mm-hmm. other people involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And those other people are going to have some kind of story and some kind of character with it. So that maybe help out.
Now, let's take John Cena out. Let's say it's not John Cena. playing that part. Let's say it's someone else that, I don't know, that you like. Say it's Dave Bautista. Just close your eyes and try to imagine Dave Bautista playing the role of Peacemaker. What was your overall reaction to the trailer for Peacemaker?
No, the trailer, it seemed very Deadpool-ish. Like the joking, the comedy, him getting hurt, him falling down, him cracking jokes with the girl or the lady, and then him, she cracking jokes back. The guy who looked like the Power Ranger, because I don't know the character's names. The guy,
Vigilante. That's
Vigilante. Him. The joking between the two. I mean, I can get it. Even on my on the YouTube show, I said it reminds me a lot of the Deadpool, how they did that.
But you hate John Cena.
I just cannot stand John Cena.
I'm excited for Peacemaker. I think it looks good. I think it's going to be that's one I'll be watching. Because I liked the Suicide Squad movie. The second one. You saw it, right?
Yeah, and I didn't really care for it.
You didn't like it?
I liked the first one better.
I liked the second one better. The second one was a much more cohesive movie.
I thought it was more all over the place.
The first one had some good ideas, but got mishmashed all up. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to Peacemaker because I think it's going to be a nice break in my week. It's probably going to come out on Wednesdays, I would imagine. I'm looking forward to watching that. I think it's going to be a good mix of action and humor and my DC fix. So that's cool. I'm good with that. Next up, we had the start a small trailer for, the second Shazam movie.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see the first Shazam?
Yes, I watched it.
What did you think of this?
The first Shazam was better than what I thought it was going to be. I thought the first one was going to be very, very kiddie movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very, I thought it was going to be very like child for just a kid, but it wasn't. And I really enjoyed the first one. I thought the actor played a good part, acting very childish like a kid, and he brought the story along and kind of played all the way through. And the trailer, the teaser little skits here and there that it showed, I thought was really neat, pretty cool. I'm definitely gonna watch Shazam.
Yeah, I'll be seeing the second Shazam movie as well. I think it's going to be interesting. They showed a little bit of the second Aquaman movie, very little bit.
Yeah,
don't really know much about. I think they showed a picture of Black Manta. I think is pretty much what we saw. I really liked the first Aquaman movie.
Yeah, I thought it was good too.
Like, really liked it. So I'm really looking forward to the second one. We don't know much about it yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait for it to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we had Black Adam.
Whew.
What's the matter?
Yeah, this was good. This got me. This was my second favorite teaser of the day.
I'm pretty sure I know what the first was, but we'll get there. Yeah, I have one concern about Black Adam. Okay, Dwayne John, The Rock, we're just going to call him The Rock. The Rock looks the part. Mm-hmm. I get, without a doubt. My only concern is that as a DC guy, as a DC fan, my only concern is that he's going to be playing The Rock instead of playing Black Adam. Because in so many of his movies, he's just The Rock.
Yeah.
He plays Dwayne Johnson. I don't want my Black Adam to be The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I want my Black Adam to be Black Adam. So I am cautiously optimistic about Black Adam.
Yeah.
I think it's got some great ideas. It's got some other good actors and some great parts. It's introducing some new stuff, but
yeah, we don't need to see the people's eyebrow. We don't need to see the people's elbow or the Samoan drop or anything like that. It needs to be just none of that stuff. None of his catchphrases need to be in there.
I don't need him to be acting like I don't want the Black Adam via Hobbs from the Fast and the Furious movies. Or the Doctor in the Rampage movie. Because those are all essentially The Rock. Right. That's Dwayne Johnson's personality.
I think the only movie that I can think of, the first time he was in Fast and Furious, I think it's Fast and Furious 5 or 6, whatever, that Rock was not The Rock because he didn't do anything like The Rock would do. He was more serious. But then the next Fast and Furious movie, he was The Rock all the way.
Yeah. So I need him to be dark and sinister. I need him to be a villain. Black Adam is a villain. Black Adam is a bad guy. I need him to be a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need him to be an anti-hero. I need him to annihilate people and want to take over the world.
But isn't Black Adam, isn't he an anti-hero? Or is he not?
Yeah, it goes back and forth. But he's essentially a bad guy.
Right.
He's a villain. He's always the main antagonist to Shazam. So,
but it looks cool.
Not concerned about that. I think it looks, I think it's going to look good. And so far, I mean, what they showed, the little bit they showed of what The Rock was doing as Black Adam, as far as killing people, mm-hmm. I'm good with that.
Yeah, the way he killed the guy when he held him up by his neck and just, yep. I was like, holy crap. Yep.
That's fine, but I need that throughout the whole movie. So, okay. So, there's that one. One thing that got me that you probably didn't care much about was the Smallville 20th anniversary. Because you probably didn't watch Smallville. But it was really cool revisiting those characters again. Seeing those actors talk about their experiences and how excited they are for it. Then we had The Flash. Mm-hmm. A small teaser trailer for The Flash. What were your thoughts on that?
It looked cool. You could tell they changed the uniform up some. I do like the new uniform, but it has that Tron look to it where it glows, the lightning bolts glow through it. And then I like that they, I guess it was the Flashpoint Paradox is what it's.
Yes, is what it's based off of.
So that was pretty neat. Now you saw the two different Flash characters in the one scene. You see the red suit, and I think he's got a black suit or something. Short hair, long hair. So I thought that was pretty neat. Okay.
Did you catch the Michael Keaton voiceover?
No, I did not catch the Michael Keaton voiceover.
From the original, yes. Michael Keaton from the original Batman.
My brother said that was Michael Keaton at the very end of it. He said, oh, that's Batman. I was like, oh, shoot, I didn't get that.
That was Michael Keaton's Batman, but if you watch it, you hear his voiceover.
Oh, okay.
You hear him talking in it. Also, Ben Affleck's Batman is supposed to appear in it. So that's going to be, I'm pretty excited for the Flash. Mm-hmm. Flashpoint Paradox is a great, it's a great, great standalone story in the Flash universe, in the DC universe. Mm-hmm. And I really, really enjoy the Flashpoint Paradox. It's probably my second favorite story in DC after the Longbow Hunters, which is a Green Arrow. The Flashpoint Paradox really is an awesome story. My hope is that we see Ben Affleck as Thomas Wayne in the universe. That's really what I'm hoping. So before I get to the star of the show, did I miss anything?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. So they released a second trailer for The Batman starring Robert Pattinson of mm-hmm. Twilight fame. What are your thoughts on The Batman?
I thought that was awesome. That was really, really cool how they did that. All the darkness, him getting shot and you see the bullets just bouncing off his body armor. The Riddler little thing in the very beginning with the coffee, then all the goons that look like the Joker's people, but not really sure if that's going to be the Joker or not. The Penguin, it was just so much. And he looked at the Batman suit actually looked really, really cool. The Batmobile looked really, really cool.
Yep. This movie's going to be fucking awesome. I learned a long time ago that when they announce somebody's casting, hold off and wait. You know, they did it with Ben Affleck. They just went off about how he's going to be a shitty Batman. Same thing with Robert Pattinson. I think he's going to do pretty damn good. I think we're going to see a good mix of Chris Nolan's Batman trilogy. The broodiness of Michael Keaton, Tim Burton Batman. But I feel like we're going to... To me, this almost looks and feels like a movie adaption of the Arkham series. With the fighting, the movement, the darkness. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be a little darker than we're used to with our Batman, which is a cool Batman. I'm cool with the dark Batman. It seems like Bruce Wayne is actually going to be... Bruce Wayne and Batman both are going to be a little more unhinged than we've seen them in the past. Obviously, a man dressed up as a bat, he's got issues. Mm-hmm. But I think they're going to be much more evident in this movie that Bruce Wayne is broken.
Yeah.
I thought Zoe Kravitz looked great. Fits the part of Catwoman wonderfully. It seems like the little bit we saw of them together, they have some good chemistry together, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So that comes out on, what is it, March 4th, I think, 2022.
Yeah.
And fuck on there. That is this. I'm excited for this. I think this is a Batman. I liked Ben Affleck's Batman. But I think we needed to see more of what we saw in the warehouse scene in Batman versus Superman. That's when we really saw Batman fight. And that felt like the Arkham series as well. But I think we're going to get 2 hours. Actually, I guess this movie's almost 3 hours right now. I think we're going to get, for the span of that movie, I think we're going to get that darkness. I think we're going to get to finally see Batman do some real detective work. I think the casting looks spot on right now. Matt Reeves is a great director, and the cinematography looks great. It's going to be a lot of darkness, a lot of oranges. It looks like oranges and dark greens. I'm here for this, man. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down. March 4th. I already told my wife I'm going to the movies. So yeah,
I'll be watching it.
So yeah, DC fandom was. And then they showed some other stuff, you know, third season of Harley Quinn. Fourth season? Third season. I think it's third season. Looks like they're going to be having basically Batman, the animated series 2.0. This is going to be on HBO Max, of course, which is cool. Because I have HBO Max and I like it a lot. So, yeah. DC fandom was pretty fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a bad thing in the bunch.
I don't know. The John Cena one was pretty bad. No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
You just don't like John Cena.
I just don't like him.
We've been over this. I think it says something, though, that he is able to make fun of himself the way that he does, which he obviously does as Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely makes fun of himself, which is good. Dancing in his underwear? Come on. In his fucking tighty whities?
Yeah. But he's used ridiculous. To that because of wrestling. That's
ridiculous. Yeah, but it's not tidy whities in wrestling.
But there are some characters have done the tidy whities.
It's different. It's used. He's making fun of himself. It's used for comedic effect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the Peacemaker. That comes out next month?
I don't know. I'm not going to watch it, so I didn't really pay attention to when it was coming out.
I get it. Yeah, I'll have to check. I'm excited for it. So, okay. So yeah, that was DC fandom. That's really all I got.
Yeah. Did you see the Nintendo thing where they they had the new price for the Switch online?
The QLED Switch?
No, their online service. Because you know, normally it's $20 a month.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so to have the Genesis games and the N64 games, they have a new tier system that they added, and then you get some Animal Crossing thing, like an extra level for or DLC for the Animal Crossing, and some people are bitching and complaining because you're paying $30 extra to have Nintendo, the 64, the Genesis for the year.
$30 more a year?
Yeah.
So that's 30 divided by 40, 12.
It's 50. So you're basically paying $50 a month. I mean, $50 for the whole year just to get three things: the N64 library, the Genesis library, and the Nintendo, and then the Animal Crossing DLC. So some people think that was way too much because you're paying $20 a month now for everything that you get.
Yeah, but the N64, as you're okay. Well, look, the Genesis stuff costs them money to get. So
yeah,
it's probably that's got to be made up somewhere. The N64 games are leaps and bounds from the Super Nintendo. So I don't think that's unfair. I think maybe it should have been $50 to start with, and then they started adding this stuff more in. But I think it's hard once you're in the middle of something to constantly keep changing your prices.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I don't think that's a horrible deal, $50 a year. I mean, hell, you pay $50 a month for some shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're paying $50 for to have PlayStation Online right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Xbox.
Yep. Actually, I think Xbox is less. I think it's $30 a month for Game Pass and Gold.
I'm talking about for the year. Because PlayStation is $49.99 for the whole year.
Yeah.
That came out over during this last week too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think that's outrageous. No, by any means. I'm trying to think what up there. I don't think there was anything else. I think that about covers it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you can reach producer Gerald at Hoffman Show on Twitter. You can reach me at Shirtless Dan. You can reach us at game_stitch.
I would say reach out to Ryan, but Ryan's suspended this week.
Yeah, well, you can still reach out to him, but it's not going to matter because he's about as good as we are at paying attention to that stuff. So, you know, if you want to contribute, you know, to our Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/gamestitch. If not, you don't have to worry about it. The show's always free. Shout out to all our patrons. You know who you are. And that's about it. It's episode 457 in the bag.
Yep.
Unless you got anything to add.
No, I think I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go? Okay. Well, like I said, this has been episode 457. Good night.